A bomb squad robot detonated an object behind a Bayfield Street plaza in Barrie just before noon today as part of the ongoing police investigation and attempt to clear the immediate scene where a 16-hour standoff with officers had started Tuesday and continued into this morning. At 11:25 a.m., as shoppers went about their business on Wednesday, police secured and detonated the first of what could be additional items of concern officers retrieved from the recreational vehicle, RV, in which the suspect had barricaded himself. Police spent most of the morning preparing to enter the RV. An officer wearing a protective suit could be seen walking inside of the vehicle before bringing out a box labeled frag bag at 10:45 a.m. Several apparent improvised explosive devices were located within the RV, said Barrie Police Communications Coordinator Janet Mays. All devices were safely and successfully neutralized or removed from the scene. In the early hours of Wednesday, city police say the man surrendered peacefully following the lengthy standoff on Bayfield Street, between Livingstone Street and Cundles Road. The Barrie Police Tactical Support Unit was on scene, along with uniformed officers and crisis negotiators. Shortly after 4 a.m. this morning, police say they were able to safely apprehend the individual. He was taken into custody without issue and was transported to hospital to receive medical attention. Daniel Mitchell, 43, of Barrie, made an appearance in video remand court this afternoon. He has been charged with possessing a weapon with a dangerous purpose to public peace, pointing a firearm, and assaulting a peace officer with a weapon, as well as two counts of possession of a firearm without a license, occupying a vehicle knowing a firearm is present, and uttering a threat to cause death to police officers. The case has been adjourned to Friday, November 22. None of the allegations have been tested in court. There is a publication ban in place regarding any information heard during the court appearance. Barrie Police provided a brief update on the situation shortly before noon, saying they continue to have a small presence at the scene of the lengthy standoff. Police confirmed they received a call about an individual in crisis, who was allegedly in the RV with a firearm. Police allege the man discharged a firearm when officers first made contact with him just before noon on Tuesday. No injuries were reported, but nearby parking lots and homes were evacuated, out of an abundance of caution, according to a police news release. The evacuation of nearby homes ended at 11:40 a.m. today, according to police. Schools in the area are not affected and are open as usual. The plaza is also no longer closed and all businesses in the area are accessible to the public. However, there are areas behind the businesses that remain cordoned off by crime scene tape. There are also about a dozen vehicles within the crime scene perimeter that have not moved since Tuesday afternoon. Tim, an employee who works in the receiving department of the adjacent grocery store, said he went outside to take a smoke break at the side of the building Tuesday when he first saw the police presence. I didn't know anything about it and, when I looked out, when the guys went out to have a smoke, they were told, by police, to get back in and get the door closed, he told Barrie Today outside the store on Wednesday. Tim noted the RV has been in their parking lot off and on for the last 2 years. He's been here most of the summer. I think late spring into the summer, then he'd be gone for a couple of weeks, and then he was back. All I had ever seen over there was one guy and a lady every so often, he added. Another man who spoke to Barrie Today said he saw transport truck park and unhook its trailer behind the RV late Tuesday morning, shortly before officers arrived on scene. He believes the truck driver was attempting to block the RV from leaving. It was soon also blocked from the front by a police tactical vehicle. As police were processing the scene on Wednesday, the flaps on the RV's exterior compartments were open. Inside appeared to be various household items. White blinds on all of the RV's windows were closed.